Hello, this is Ryoki Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. In these days, many people are thinks stupid about the religion. Well, it's because, maybe it's because of the history, but also it's because of the difference between the teachings and the people who has the position in the religion. For example, all religion teaches to be humble. But it is not rare to see arrogance person who are in the has the position in the religion. It is just evidence that how the religion is not effective, it cannot even change the personality of the person, and or if the people who has a position in a religion are cold and not showing the love, people feel it's useless. If you have to respect the person in that who has a position in a religion, even though that person is cold or arrogant. Yes, it is stupid if you have to, if you respect those person. People who has position arrogance is often happens not in a society like company, or the boss is arrogance, or because he has a position. It is nothing to do with spirituality. That those are the reason why people lose respect to the religion and think it's stupid to believe. It is stupid to respect and believe those person, but it is nothing to do with the teachings, actually. Besides those, there are people who says that they don't believe anything if it's invisible. Well, it's a very scientific attitude, maybe. But if people in general has this attitude strongly, this mentality will not produce the invention or the art, which is only in an image, but it hasn't manifest as a form. All the invention is from the imagination before it is something has a form. Those are the invisible in the beginning. Or some people said, I don't need heaven or pure land, which is invisible. But actually, the heart to believe or trust or have faith to the heaven or the pure land comes from the ideal, comes from the trust that there is absolute happiness exists. Who has a faith to heaven or pure land? They have a trust that there is absolute happiness exists, even though they haven't experienced yet. They have premonition that heaven and pure land exist because they have such idea. This premonition is the existence of the absolute happiness, and heaven and pure land are the projection of it. People who say, "I don't need," compared to the people who say, "I don't need heaven or pure land," who has faith to those, has more faith to the ideal and absolute happiness exist by their premonition, and the key energy of who don't have this trust to the absolute happiness, and who has the trust to the absolute happiness, the key energy is totally different. Who trusts absolute happiness is much more bright and positive. And if there are way of living is to share this absolute happiness, their spirit are shining. In general, people say, "Oh, this person is bright, but this person is dark." Actually, there's no bright person and or the dark person. There's only the person who makes others bright or the person who makes others dark, and who are wishing to share the absolute happiness is a person who brings the bright energy to the people around. Based on the key energy, if you put prayers for all other to be shared this absolute happiness, and any chant mantra of any religion with any image of the ideal in that those religions, if it's Christianity, it's the image of Jesus, if it's Buddhism, image of Buddha. If you keep concentrate, and finally the ideal of the absolute happiness is not going to be just ideal. It is a reality of the heart, and it will be the reality that you will see the world of the absolute happiness, which is the heaven and all pure land. You will see in your heart the brightness of, and you will know that there is the world beyond the human world, the spiritual world really exists. To live based on key energy of the bringing the brightness for others around you, and feel the heaven and pure land really exist just next to you and next to your heart opens the door to it and you can live with a creativity that to create the, your future based on your, this ideal is art and your life will be an art. Thank you.